From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. We are streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you so much for joining me today, friends. We've got a great show in store for you today. Deacon Randy Keel coming up here very soon. America's favorite deacon. Well, that's my name for him, but he's going to be coming on to talk all about the first and or second reading, little sacred reading reflection time for Sunday's first or second reading. We'll have Randy on coming up in just a little bit. Julie Nelson, co-host of Catholic Women Now, going to preview the 9 o'clock show. 7:45 today, Michael O'Neill is going to be on. He's the co-author of the book Virgin Mother Queen, and it is Encountering Mary in Time and Tradition. It's really just all about Our Lady, and if you know me, you know I love Our Lady, and it's unique in the sense that you know, it talks about her 10 Marian-approved apparitions and the titles chosen in the book, so we're going to talk a little bit about that today and what some of those traditional titles for Mary actually show us, how it correlates with many different instances of visions of Mary or different devotions to Mary, how it correlates with her role in the Gospels. So Michael O'Neill and Robert Fastigi have just done a great job putting this book together. We'll have Michael on coming up at 7:45. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports, weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. And we'll have your Saint of the Day in the second half hour. Also, if you haven't heard, the former chaplain to the Queen of England is now converting to Catholicism. This was really breaking news, has been breaking news for quite some time now. He is an Anglican bishop, and he has made the he is making the jump, so I'll have that story for you at about 7:15 today. It's interesting, really interesting. All right, Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Thursday to you as we approach Christmas Day. One more week out, and boxes arrive at the Leonetti house. Yes, the shipping is coming in, I hear.
They are mounting. They are mounting now, yeah. And in our little sunroom there, that's where they all are. Now the issue is we have to figure out what's actually in them. So you got to, you know, open them all up, right, and then do the separating for the gifts. But yes, that's my shopping.
Now, you do that in front of the kids with, you know, they help you separate, or how does that work?
No, not really. Teresa normally is the one that shops for the kids. That's kind of her role, and I shop for everyone else. So we've done a good job of kind of splitting duties here.
It's interesting you have a separation room at your house just for that. I think that's pretty convenient.
It's what it becomes this time of year, no doubt about it.
I think we all have those houses like that, John. I really do.
Yeah, well, we do quite a few Christmases. You know, I said Teresa's family is pretty big, so we do a Christmas with her step family. We do a Christmas with her biological family. We do a Christmas with my side of the family, and we do a Christmas with my mom's side. I mean, it's just nuts. I mean, we are, you know, 5-6 Christmases deep every year. It's fun to be with family, though.
It's kind of like your itinerary when you're going to two or three different states with your travels. Now you got to coordinate it to just Christmas gatherings and coordinating all that.
Yep, that's exactly it. We host one of them, the Christmas Eve celebration, as I said, which is a lot of fun, a lot of food, and a lot of fun. Do some games. It'll just be a good time. I hope everyone enjoys Christmas. You know, and you know, if you are alone or if there's someone, I want you to encourage you, if you can, to reach out to a friend or maybe even a family member that you haven't been around in a long time, and just get together sometime during the Christmas season.
Absolutely. That's a tremendous message, John, that sometimes gets overlooked with all the hustle and bustle, especially amongst the family. But reach out to those folks. That is a true statement of Christmas.
No doubt.
All right. Well, let's get right to it this morning. We got pretty good weather going through Christmas, although unfortunately it's going to be dry, and we may see rain on Christmas Day as the extended forecast is out right now from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk. Meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines, partly cloudy skies, 23 degrees, a south wind at 6 miles per hour as you wake up on this Thursday, December 19th. And today we'll see increasing clouds, but warmer weather as the winds will come from the south. Today's high in central Iowa, 45 degrees, with south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, overnight low of 29 degrees, and tomorrow more of the same. Partly cloudy and warmer temperatures, a high of 46 degrees for your Friday. The weekend looking pretty good, too. Partly cloudy and dry, highs in the upper 40s, both Saturday and Sunday. And the extended forecast all the way through Christmas Day, highs in the upper 40s on Monday and Tuesday. And on Christmas Day, there is a chance of rain later in the day with a high around 40. Well, in the news on this Thursday morning, forecasters say Iowa's weather will warm up and stay dry headed into the year-end holidays, making for easier travel by road and by air. Spokesperson for AAA Iowa says between this Saturday and New Year's Day, a record of 115 million people will take to the highways and skies, the eighth straight year of a new record highs for travel volume. Air travel volume is the highest since 2003, an increase of nearly 5% from last year, rising by 320,000 passengers. Now, with unemployment at historically low level of at 3.6% nationally, and both disposable income and household net worth set to improve this year, Americans are well positioned to travel this holiday season. And gasoline prices have fallen during December, with demand at its lowest point since February. In Iowa, the price of a gallon of gas is 21 cents lower than the national average, currently at $2.34 a gallon. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And last night, AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild on the road out in California, and in overtime, the Iowa Wild defeated Stockton by the score of 4-3 at Stockton, California. The Iowa Wild remain in third place. Tonight, it's NBA G League basketball in Las Vegas. It'll be the winter showcase going on in Las Vegas, and the Iowa Wolves will take on Capital City out of Washington, D.C., and they'll tip off at 7 o'clock tonight in Las Vegas. That'll be televised on ESPNU. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports calendar has high school wrestling, Dowling at Ames tonight, and that match is going to get underway at 6:30 at Ames High School. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently in Des Moines, partly cloudy skies, 23 degrees, a south wind at 6 miles per hour. That feels like temperature is 16 degrees this morning. And today we'll see increasing clouds here in central Iowa with a high of 45 degrees. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
A nice drive for you on 235, heading in from the west mixer to downtown, 7 minutes. 7 minutes from the east mixer to downtown, there is an accident, East 14th and Osceola. So use caution in that area as you're heading into work. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to Deacon Randy Keel right now. Hello. Oh, wait. Nope. Deacon's not on yet. We'll get him on in just a second. Coming up at 7:45, friends, we're going to have Michael O'Neill. He's the host of Relevant Radio's The Miracle Hunter. If you've ever heard that show before, maybe heard it on podcasts, it's pretty darn good. But he's author of Exploring the Miraculous, 365 Days with Mary, and 20 Questions, Apparitions, and Revelations. He's put a brand new book together called Virgin Mother Queen, Encountering Mary in Time and Tradition. And this goes into a lot of the different honorary titles, miracles, apparitions of Our Lady. So this is a big get for us. I'm really looking forward to this. So we'll have that for you coming up in just a little bit. All right, I think we got him on. We got him on. Deacon Randy Keel. Hello, Deacon.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, so good to be you. With you.
It's good to have you on, my friend. We're going to tackle Isaiah or Romans today.
We are off to Rome, a place I've never been but aspire to go one day.
You come with me.
Okay.
Come with me. I take a group every year.
John, I didn't know that. That'd be great.
June 8th to the 18th. It'd be the time of your life. We had 43 last time. It is just incredible.
That would give us plenty of time to exegete some of these scriptures we barely have time to touch.
Oh, would we ever, man. It comes alive. The faith comes alive there. But let's talk about Romans.
Listen, I feel like such a privilege to be able to even touch this portion of scripture that Paul wrote. I want to put a couple things into mind, so I'm glad we have 3 hours.
I almost spit my coffee out there.
Yes. But listen, first let's realize that Paul wrote to the Romans. There's something unique about this letter. In all the other epistles that he wrote to churches and communities that he established. The Roman community was already established. So he had to make quite a few things very clear. And so he opened up with such a punchline. This is the very first portion of his letter. The first 7 verses, folks, are the letter, is the beginning of what we're talking about in our second reading. The first 7 verses of Romans chapter 1. If we could watch the trailer of the movie called Romans, now starring the Apostle Paul, the first 7 verses are going to lay out the format of what's to come in the whole epistle of what he wrote. It's such a unique writing style that he used here, but he knew he needed to grab their attention. And he spoke conceptually into the language that they would understand that best depicted who he was. It was basically saying, folks, let me introduce myself to you. I am Paulus. Meaning, I am of Paul because they spoke in terms of who I am of. Next, he said, I am a slave. Now, we've learned that we shouldn't study history through today's lens, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
We need to reflect back to the era. And to be a slave in good standing was a person who emulated and walked and lived perfectly according to his master. And the Romans knew this. They knew whoever this man is a slave of, he walks perfectly and in form of who he is. And he said, I am a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified. And you know what he laid out? He laid out the whole kerygma. Now, if we're not familiar with what the word kerygma means, it's a Greek word that was used to mean the proclamation of the entire gospel. These 7 verses that we're going to begin with in our second reading this Sunday Mass is the kerygma, is the laying out of the full gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, it's fascinating when I think back to realize that Paul wrote these letters before he had ever even read a gospel. They weren't written yet.
Sure.
He wrote this from the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, from his experiences and his walking with Christ himself. That's phenomenal to me.
This is probably one of the more rich readings that we have.
It's rich.
It's the gospel, as you said.
It's
the
gospel. This is the gospel from beginning to end of the resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ and from the seed of David to the resurrection.
Yeah.
And in these 7 verses, another thing that he did that pronounced so powerful to them, the Romans were steeped very rich in their culture with affluence of writing skills. So we don't see this in our English translation, but you know, I love languages. You go back to the original Greek, and you see that these 7 verses were 12 lines of one sentence. That is a phenomenal writing skill.
It really is.
No way. There's hardly anyone that can touch that type of diction and language, all one sentence that he put together. He leaves before us with this, the understanding of who he is, where his authority comes from, and where his dependence is upon his master for the purpose of proclaiming the good news. The good news, which is the same term that euangelion comes out of, means to be an angel, a messenger of the gospel, the good news. Then he gives the charge to the Romans, this is the purpose that I am coming to you, and I need you to work collaborative with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the picture now that we have of our parishes with our mother church, Rome. That's the picture that we have now of us as the laity with our priest and pastor in front of us. We are to work collaboratively with him as we all work to become those, quote, angels, those messengers who bear the good news, because we are all walking as slaves, those who are called to be obedient to our master.
Yeah. Paul widens that out. I mean, he says right here, through him we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name. And we are all called. We talk about discipleship in our in our church today. That's precisely what Paul is laying out. This is not just for me. I'm going to imitate it, be an imitator of me who is an imitator of Christ, Paul later on says. But that apostleship is for every single one of us today.
For every single one of us. I think of a snippet of a poem that I know. It says, I am a servant. I am waiting for the call. I am listening intently so I can always give my all. How can he use me when I struggle to give my all? Oh, Lord, please use me. Please purify my heart. I am your servant.
That's beautiful. That call is going to be coming about at the second reading this Sunday, so be attentive, everyone. As always, Deacon Randy Keel here to help us wade through the deep waters of the gospel. Deacon Randy, thank you for coming on, man. Would you give us your blessing?
Grace be with you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I welcome you to come upon us, Lord. We welcome you in the name, full name of you, as we continue through this Advent season, awaiting the arrival of your presence. Glory to you. Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon Randy. Have a great week and a Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, friends, coming up right after the break, a great story. Former chaplain to the Queen of England is converting to Catholicism this Sunday. I'm going to have his story for you coming up. It's all over the Catholic news cycle right now. I really have found a lot of interest in this guy, and he's already met the Holy Father. I'd say that's a pretty big deal. And then the second half hour, friends, I want you to stick around. Michael O'Neill's going to be on to talk about his new book, Virgin Mother Queen, and it's just really a beautifully written book on different Marian apparitions, the titles that we've associated with Our Lady, traditional titles throughout the Gospels that have been associated with Our Lady. So if you want to, and he's been featured everywhere, by the way. I mean, this guy is, you know, he's been on NBC's Today, the Dr. Oz Show, Fox and Friends, EWTN, number of radio programs as well with his great work that he has done. So don't go anywhere. John Linetti in the morning right here this morning, Thursday, December 19th. Thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. One of the things that I love about most people who support us here at Iowa Catholic Radio is they love their Catholic faith. And yes, they love their Iowa Catholic Radio. The Pew family, they're no different. Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design has been listeners now for a long time and have served families all across central Iowa with outdoor landscaping and design. Trees this time of year, yeah, they need to be clipped. I mean, otherwise it gets pretty expensive later on. 493-1060, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. That is FiveSonsNaturescapes.com.
Thank you, Blessed International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessed International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessedinternational.org. That's blessedinternational.org.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance for families to send their kids to our Catholic schools and 65% Iowa tax credits for you. Give to ctoiowa.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Looking for a family doctor? Vitae Family Cares physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years seeing patients of all ages. Vitae is Latin for life, and as a pro-life physician, Dr. McKernan is certified in NAPRO technology. Located at 50th and I-235 in West Des Moines, VitaeFamilyCare.com.
Thank you for joining me today, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. I want to thank Dean Bell for underwriting the show. Residential Reroutes for 30-plus years. A man who knows that above business, though, is faith. A man committed to running his business with Christian values. Yes, even during the cold time of year. 963-4494. RoofingAnkeny.com, serving Central Iowa. RoofingAnkeny.com. There's a great story that has broken all throughout the Catholic, I want to say Twitter sphere, because this is where I first saw it. A lot of Catholics are tweeting about this, but just in general, it's the headline on newadvent.com as well as many other sites. National Catholic Register printed a nice piece of this. What is the story? Well, the former chaplain of the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, has decided to convert to Catholicism and will be officially brought into the Catholic Church this Sunday. Now, his wife converted a couple years ago. Why is this a big deal? Well, this is a guy, a bishop in the Anglican Church, that really rose through the ranks. I mean, he was kind of a top dog there. And, you know, of course, you don't become an honorary chaplain of Queen Elizabeth, you know, just by accident. So man is a studied man. He's a man that is of great intellectual background. I mean, it's just filled with schooling. a lot of letters after this guy's name, let's just say. But really, it's a beautiful story. And one of the main things that he saw that was really affecting him was the secularization that's happening and taking place right there in the Anglican church. And he was looking for something now, a little bit, seeing that over here at the Catholic Church, there's something a little different about it. There's something more stable in her teachings. And I couldn't agree more. He, like I said, December 22nd is going to be the day he's received into the church, but everyone's story starts well beyond that. And he really has wrestled with this for a long time, it seems like, in this decision. And, of course, who does he credit a lot of it to? But Cardinal John Henry Newman, who is now Saint John Henry Newman of the Church. We've done a lot of interviews on him here throughout his time of canonization. I know Dr. Bud Marr, who is really one of the leading theologians, experts when it comes to Saint John Henry Newman, and you know the groundbreaking conversion that took place for him. This isn't quite as groundbreaking, but you know, you can relate to it in a couple ways. This is going to turn a lot of heads, you know, in the Anglican community. In fact, this is already catching the attention of many higher ups. That this bishop, very well esteemed and very highly respected, has decided he's going to come into the to Catholicism. I'm going to read a couple quotes that he has here for you that I thought were really beautiful. He says this. Having come to believe that the claims and expression of the Catholic Church are the most profound and potent expression of apostolic and patristic belief. All right, so the early church fathers is what he's talking about here, the apostles, apostolic succession. I'm going to read that line again because it is a little heavy, especially for 7:23 in the morning. Having come to believe that the claims and expression of the Catholic faith are the most profound and potent expression of apostolic and patristic belief, and to accept the primacy of the Petrine tradition, Peter, I am grateful to the Bishop of Shrewsbury and the Catholic community in his diocese for the opportunity to mend 500 years of fractured history and to be reconciled to the church that gave birth to my earlier tradition. He says, I am especially grateful for the example and the prayers of St. John Henry Newman. He did his best to remain faithful Anglican and renew his mother church with the vigor and integrity of the Catholic tradition. He added, now as then, however, his experience informs ours that the Church of England is inclined to be rooted in secularized culture rather than the integrity and insight of biblical, apostolic, and patristic values. And with that, he said, adding St. John Henry Newman's experience as well, this also inspires and his and ours, all of ours, he's saying, and charts the way to our proper ecclesial home, which is the rock that is the Petrine charism of faith and the witness in our struggle for salvation in heaven. Again, I try not to go too deep on this kind of stuff in the mornings, but this is such a big deal. I would like to have Dr. Bud Marr to come on with me sometime soon and be able to hash a lot of this out because it really is...
It really is something pretty cool that's happening in the church. So pay attention to it. You go to National Catholic Register, ncregister.com. This is where I'm getting a lot of this from. They wrote a very long piece on this and kind of go through some of his struggles as an Anglican bishop, soon to be Catholic. Congratulations to him. Wouldn't that be cool to have him on the show? I should see if maybe, you know, I've thrown some of those out there before to some big names. Sometimes you get a bite. Friends, make sure to please remember us here in this last few days of the year. I mean, can you believe it? We're already at December 19th. And to remember us in helping us give, if you can. Any kind of gift is big. But right now, here at Iowa Catholic Radio, we are going through our year-end appeal. So it's especially important to be able to hit our different goals. And people have been so generous already. IowaCatholicRadio.com. Click on Donate if you can. IowaCatholicRadio.com, our year-end appeal. Thank you for supporting us. Let's go to Julie Nelson, co-host of Catholic Women Now. Hello, Julie. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Let's talk about your show today. What have we got coming up?
Okay. Today, it's kind of our Christmas show because it's the last show before we go to break. And we're going to do it on Christmas traditions. We have a guest coming on with us, Gosia Wheeler. She lives here in Des Moines. She's actually from Poland. And if people who know the Polish culture, they have a lot of rich Christmas Eve traditions that they do. And so she's going to come and talk a little bit about that and what she does with her family. And then the second segment, we have people texting in about their Christmas traditions, but it's answering the question, it's not on Christmas until ...
It's so, not Christmas until ...
Okay. Yep. So that's what they're doing. So, John, I want to ask you, when's it Christmas for you? Mm. It's not Christmas until when?
Until I fire up the oil, the olive oil for the fried meatballs.
Oh, I love it.
That's
love
when you know it's real.
Yes, yeah. I know. A lot of traditions do center around food because we gather around the table or with each other, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about today, too.
Yeah, that's, you kind of start to smell the fried meatballs. It permeates the home, and everyone walks in then, you know, they've got their gifts and their Santa hats on and the food that they bring as well. And it kind of makes it real right then.
That does. Do you do the meatballs?
I do. Yeah, those are my grandmother's, and she taught me how to make them many years ago, and I've kind of kept that tradition going. And that's the one thing that I can make better than my wife. She will tell you that. There's not a lot, but I can make a meatball right there. So there you have it.
I'm sure she looks forward to you doing it every year.
Well, she normally doesn't get a lot because her uncle and, you know, my dad just kind of swarmed those things. So I got to make, it seems like, more and more pounds each year. Have a Merry Christmas, okay?
Okay, you too, John.
All right, that's Julie Nelson. Tune into their show today at 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the evening. You can check it out also online at iowacatholicradio.com. It's all podcasted there. Sounds like a fun show today. Coming up in the second half hour, Michael O'Neill's going to be on. Friends, he's the co-author of the new book, Virgin Mother Queen. This is really cool what he's done, and I can't wait to feature it. He's taken different titles of Our Lady, different honorary titles, and he's matched them to 10 church-approved apparitions throughout history. So these church-approved apparitions have something to tell us about Our Lady and Our Lady in these titles. It's fascinating, really, what he's done with this. And, you know, many of these apparitions happened centuries ago. But he just does a good job kind of wading through these, and it's a good way to learn about the apparitions as well. So I'm going to try to leave him plenty of time this second half hour. John Leonetti in the morning coming up here on this Thursday, December 19th. Don't go anywhere, friends. Thanks for being a part of the show. And I want to thank Blessman International, formed in 2001 by Dr. Jim and Beth Blessman. Blessman International is a Christian, faith-based mission organization working to meet the needs of impoverished children and families there in the South African region. They have many different trips that they go on throughout the year. I'm going to be taking one coming up at the end of July, and I'd love to have you go with me. Go to iowacatholicradio.com for the mission trip. Scroll over events, click on Africa trip, iowacatholicradio.com. Thank you, blessmaninternational.org. Father Andrew now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren and both were advanced in years. Once when he was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of fathers toward children, and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." The Gospel of the Lord. Zechariah and Elizabeth show perseverance in their devotion to God despite infertility. They could blame him for it, but they continue to serve him. And even though Zechariah lacks understanding, God still works with him and Elizabeth to accomplish his goal. We might not always get what we want and when we want it, but if it's God's will, he will eventually provide.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
Your saint quote of the day: "In my deepest wound, I saw your glory, and it dazzled me." Saint Augustine. "In my deepest wound, I saw your glory, and it dazzled me." You know, friends, a lot of times we think that we have to have our lives all put together before Jesus is ready to, you know, before we invite him in. You know, I got to get my life in order first, and then I can kind of have that relationship with God. Jesus would never want to have a relationship with me as I am now. It's a lie. It's a lie from the pit of hell. That is a lie. Jesus wants to be invited in now. Into your mess. Again, you don't go to the doctor when you feel good. You go to the doctor when you're sick. Jesus says, "I come for the sick." And every one of us have wounds and struggles. Mess messy parts of our lives, we invite Jesus in there. That's where healing comes in. Deacon Tony, would you give us our morning offering this morning?
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, hello, John. Happy Thursday to you as we progress towards Christmas.
Your brother, Father Michael, does not believe that these fried meatballs are where it's at. It's going to take a little convincing. I can tell by these text messages here. He says meatballs need to be cooked in sauce for hours. What are you doing frying these things? I told him I'm going to give him the recipe, and I want him to try this out. All right?
Now, does this involve putting them in a crock pot and then putting sauce in them? Is that what you're trying
to do? No. You get the oil out and you fry them up. And then you could, you know, dip them in sauce. It's an appetizer. But I'm going to make a convert out of him.
No, I don't think he's going to bend. That's a pretty tough one. Now, if you're going to put him in a crock pot and let him kind of simmer, I get that. Nope. But he may meet him halfway there.
We do that too. I mean, you know, my wife, you know, cooks him in her sauce. She's got the great sauce and all that. But I'm telling you, man, I make a convert out of you.
Uh huh. Well, good luck doing that. Let me know how that turns out too. By the way,
I will
when you do get your answer.
I barely get to eat them because they're already gone by the time I'm done cooking them.
Of course. Now, I do have a report from one of the mall Santas that saw the Leonetti kids, Joseph, your daughter, Gianna, and little Anthony, and they requested something about Hawkeye gear.
Yeah.
They said, Dad's been having too much red and gold in-house, so it's something about Hawkeye gear. So I wanted you to be aware of that. That may be coming. And that story is true. It's reported by one of the mall Santas.
Well, Santa can stay home if that's the case, all right? I'm closing off the chimney. We got some gates there.
He has their sizes, so he knows exactly you know what their sizes are, and just be mindful of that, John.
Not happening. Although I have been asked, you know, my kids have been watching the Santa Claus, the movie with my family, and Joseph's really been wanting to know what happens if Santa falls off our roof. I mean, I become Santa. I said, Joseph, it's what the way it works, you know. So he's very worried about Santa. He wants to make sure that the roof stays, you know, in order. But he said he'd go on the sleigh ride with me, so that'd be cool.
I figured you'd pick up the slack somehow.
I'll do my best.
I knew that would be happening. Now, I do have a question for you. When Iowa State plays Notre Dame, what hat are you going to have on? The Iowa State hat or the Notre Dame hat?
Because
you guys are in a little precarious position.
People are in a pickle out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm all in, 100% Iowa State. And I'll have my prediction tomorrow.
We're doing that again?
Oh, yeah, for the Iowa game as well.
Oh, just the bowl, two bowls, that's
two
right.
Bowl games.
Two bowl predictions, and then that's it, and then we're off
that's
for a
it.
Couple weeks. And,
yep.
Okay, I can live with that, I
All
think.
Right.
I didn't think we'd resurrect a Prediction Friday, but I guess so.
I'm bringing it back.
It's your show, you can do whatever you want, I suppose. Yeah, I just want to know what hat some of those Iowa State fans and Notre Dame fans are wearing, because some of them have blended allegiances, including athletic director Jamie Pollard. I mentioned that.
Yep.
His wife is a Notre Dame grad.
Well, I'm staying loyal. All you Cyclones out there, we're staying loyal. Let's go.
I'll believe it when I see it. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get right to us. Prediction Friday's back. Gosh, that makes my Friday even better now. Okay. Right now from the WHO TV Channel 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines, we have partly cloudy skies, 23 degrees at the Mercy One studio, south wind at 6 miles per hour. And today we'll see increase in clouds but warmer temperatures, a high of 45 degrees. South winds are driving up that warm air at 5 to 10 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, cloudy skies, overnight low of 29 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, high of 46 degrees for your Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, more of the same, partly cloudy and dry both days, highs in the upper 40s. Well, in the news on this Thursday morning, forecasters say Iowa's weather will warm up and stay dry headed into the year-end holidays, making for easier travel by road and by air. A spokesperson for AAA Iowa says between this Saturday and New Year's Day, a record 115 million people will take to the highways and skies, the eighth straight year of a new record highs for travel volume. Air travel volume is the highest since 2003, an increase of nearly 5% from last year, rising by 320,000 passengers. And with unemployment at a historically low level of 3.6% and both disposable income and household net worth set to improve this year, Americans are well positioned to travel this holiday season. Now, gasoline prices have fallen during December, with demand at its lowest point since February. Here in Iowa, the price of a gallon of gasoline is 21 cents lower than the national average, currently at $2.34 a gallon. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, AHL Hockey, the Iowa Wild on the road out in California, and the Wild remained in third place as they defeated the Stockton Heat by the score of 4-3 in overtime out in Stockton, California. Tonight, NBA G League basketball, the Iowa Wolves at the G League Showcase going on in Las Vegas, and they'll take on the Capital City Wizards out of Washington, D.C. That game will be at 7 o'clock tonight in Las Vegas. They'll be televised live on ESPNU. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school wrestling, Dowling at Ames tonight, and that match gets underway at 6:30 at Ames High School. Once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, 23 degrees, partly cloudy skies, a south wind at 6 miles per hour. And today, we'll see increasing clouds throughout the day, a high of 45 degrees. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Still not a bad drive for you this morning. 9 minutes as you're heading in from the west mixer to downtown on 235. 9 minutes from the east mixer as well. No other accidents to pass along. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
The Holy Spirit guided the church to a man who would serve the common good, and that man is Blessed Pope Urban V. He was relatively unknown when he was elevated to the papacy. The conclave had elected someone else, but that man declined the office. When they could not find another cardinal to become pope, they selected a Benedictine monk and canon lawyer who took the name Urban V. Pope Urban lived most of his papacy in Avignon, in modern-day France. From there, he challenged the status quo that many in the clergy had grown used to. Instead of ease and comfort, Urban promoted modesty and rigor. While it did not win him many friends, especially among the curia, it endeared him to the ordinary faithful, and especially the poor. He also came quite close, but ultimately not close enough to achieving the goal of reuniting Eastern and Western churches. As he was dying, Urban asked to be moved from the papal palace to the home of his brother so he could minister one last time to the common people that he had helped so often. We ask today, Blessed Pope Urban V, to pray for us. Amen. And a thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our Saint of the Day. Experienced in wills and estate planning, 224-1776. That is 515-224-1776. Coming up, friends, right after this, we are going to be joined by the author of the new book, Virgin Mother Queen, Michael O'Neill, is going to be on. This is a big get for us. I'm excited about this interview. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning, right here on this December 19th. Thank you to R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show, a real estate company, a service company, a people company, planning, developing, managing millions of office and flex space all throughout central Iowa. The job, whatever it may be, isn't satisfied unless their customers are. RRRealty.com. Thank you for underwriting the show and all you do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. That's RRRealty.com. Your diocesan minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Thursday, December 19th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. This Sunday, Yumeri, a choir of young Drake University alumni conducted by Amy Beckman Collier, will present the Lessons, Reflections, and Carols of Christmas at 3 p.m. at St. Ambrose Cathedral in downtown Des Moines. This concert will feature scripture readings, reflections, and music. Bishop Johnson will preside. If you know of a young man that would make a great priest, then tell them and encourage them to check out the Bishop's Discernment Retreat this weekend, starting tomorrow. This retreat is for men who are high school seniors or older thinking about priesthood. Invite them to join Bishop Johnson, Father Ross Parker, and seminarians on a retreat to learn more about discernment and life as a diocesan priest. Call Father Ross at 515-237-5050 for more information or email vocations at dmdiocese.org. Tune in to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Bishop Johnson will visit with fellow Catholic and Iowa Hawkeyes sports commentator Gary Dolphin. That's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And speaking of Bishop Johnson, he wants to hear from you. Tell us how you've grown closer to God during this Advent season by texting 515-223-1150 with the hashtag Bishop, and he may talk about it on an upcoming radio show. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Winwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Looking for a family doctor? Vitae Family Cares physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years, seeing patients of all ages. Vitae is Latin for life, and as a pro-life physician, Dr. McKernan is certified in NAPRO technology. Located at 50th and I-235 in West Des Moines, VitaeFamilyCare.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Five Suns Naturescapes. Five Suns Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscapes. Extend your living space outdoors with patios, pergolas, fencing, and retaining walls. Outdoor lighting is another way to enjoy your landscaping day and night. Five Suns Naturescapes will spend the time to understand your needs and create your perfect outdoor space. Learn more about Five Suns Naturescapes at fivesunsnaturescapes.com. Thank you to Five Suns Naturescapes for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Whoa-oh!
Full range of residential plumbing services in Des Moines, Iowa. That's Golden Rule. 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving Des Moines and the surrounding areas for more than two decades now. GoldenRulePHC.com. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning services, high quality workmanship and professionals. GoldenRulePHC.com. Let's go to our next guest of the day. Host of Relevant Radio's The Miracle Hunter and author of many different books, Michael O'Neill joins me. Hi, Michael.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
When did you first get so interested in miracles?
Probably dates all the way back, believe it or not, to my mother. When I was a young boy, my mother had sort of a miracle story that she shared with me growing up, and her mother came back to the faith through the intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and as part of the deal, a lot of Catholics make a deal with God, you know, do this thing and I'll do this thing. Yeah. So my mother vowed every December 12th to tell us the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So miracles were kind of important to me from a young age. It wasn't until I got to Stanford when I took a class in archaeology and wrote a paper on Our Lady of Guadalupe that I said, you know, this stuff is really interesting. And Condoleezza Rice at Stanford, their vice provost there, gave me this advice. She said, become an expert in something. Mm. And I loved that advice. And that kind of set me on this path, this wild ride to study miracles for my life.
We're going to get into your book, your Virgin Mother Queen. But I got to ask, what's your favorite miracle of all time?
You know, it's probably predictable, but Our Lady of Guadalupe, I think, stands alone for me. It has personal significance, and we have a case of a Marian apparition and the proof itself, the Tilma of Juan Diego, the physical proof that a miracle did happen, and it has the full set of scientific inquiry that's gone on surrounding it. So I think it's very, very interesting, and, you know, I love Marian apparitions, and that's my favorite of all. But when we talk about other types of miracles, I'm really interested in Eucharistic miracles.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for Marian apparitions, we rely on the testimony of a witness, but for Eucharistic miracles, science can validate that true flesh and true blood is found on a host. So for me, being having a little bit of a science background, I think that's pretty convincing.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, you really have to know something about science to be able to, you know, I think, talk in this space, and I'm sure you have.
Yeah, and I think that's helpful. I mean, I get so many emails, you know, every day to my MiracleHunter.com website, and, you know, I get from believers and skeptics and atheists and the whole gamut. So, you know, I think that it's helpful that I have a little bit of a scientific background so that I can speak the language, so to speak.
Virgin Mother Queen is the new book that you've co-authored here. You've taken Mary's titles and you've matched them to 10 church-approved apparitions throughout history. So what these 10 church-approved apparitions have to tell us about different honorary titles that Mary has. I mean, this is really fascinating, but I got to ask before any of this, why are Mary's apparitions that happened in other countries even centuries ago, why are they relevant today?
Well, the messages that Mary has given throughout the ages, and in this book, Virgin Mother and Queen, you point out that we have 10 of the most highly recognized and approved Marian apparitions in history. And these are the ones that have been investigated. We go back to Our Lady of Mount Carmel, for example. That was an apparition that never got really thoroughly investigated. But starting with the Council of Trent in 1545, the Catholic Church said, hey, we need a process to investigate these things. So when we look at the 10 most recognized apparitions, these aren't visions received by some farm girl who they said, you know, go with your mother and pray for the town. These are messages for the entire world, so to speak. So these messages of a call to return to prayer, to draw closer to Christ, to reform our lives, and to seek peace in some cases. These are all things that are universal throughout Marian apparitions. And so these are the 10 most famous of all time, and so that's what the book is all about.
Mm-hmm. You have here, let's see, Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of Hope, which was an apparition in France. Tell me about that one, 1871?
1871, and, you know, I think that, you know, people pray the rosary or pray to Mary, and they seek intercession, whether it's for an election or anything else. People pray big time and get all their friends together to pray. And we wonder, have there been cases of big time Marian miracles? Of course, the Battle of Lepanto, 1571, is one that people always point to. But this one related to Our Lady of Pontmain in France, and I was just there on pilgrimage a couple months ago. It's a beautiful church in a tiny town, and it's this story of where Mary appeared to a group of school children, and there's a Franco-Prussian War, and the army was descending on this French town. And they prayed that they might be spared. And sure enough, in the course of that apparition where Mary appeared, the soldiers saw their own vision of Mary in the sky, and they reversed. And as a result, the war ended imminently after that. So it's one of these very, very clear-cut cases where we see prayer to Mary, prayer to using the rosary. Has some big-time effects.
Here's another one, the Virgin of the Golden Heart, an apparition in Belgium in 1932.
Yeah, and this is another one that I was just at. I led a pilgrimage group there to France and Belgium. And
are you always on pilgrimage or something?
I do one every year, but the key is that I'm the only one who does this. I always go to the miracle places in a given country. And so when you talk about France and Belgium, you can hit something like 8 or 9 major Marian apparition sites. So we saw quite a few. But, you know, in Belgium, the back-to-back years, 1932 in 1933, there were two Vatican-approved Marian apparitions. And in this case, in Bereng, she appeared to some school children, similar messages where she called for peace and return to Christ. And the following year, she appeared to Mariette Becco in Benoît. And at that place, she had several visits to Mariette as well. So these are lesser-known Marian apparitions, but in the book Virgin Mother and Queen, we dedicated an entire chapter because these are significant events that not only has the local bishop looked at and said this is worthy of belief, but the Vatican, through the visit of a pope, through the writing of a prayer, through the canonization of a visionary, through the erecting of a basilica, through the gifting of a golden rose, any of these signs of approval, these are all cases where the Vatican has said, this looks good, this is worthy of belief for the entirety of Christian faithful.
It is worthy of belief, but let's make this also clear. It is not. What do you want to say? I don't want to say necessary, but
obligatory.
There's the word. You do not have to believe in these apparitions, even if they are approved by the church. The gospel is enough.
Absolutely, and that's one of the beautiful things in the Catholic Church. I think we talk about, people have a lot of complaints about what the church is doing these days, but when it comes to miracles, I think they handle it absolutely perfectly. So, in the case of Our Lady of Guadalupe, if you believe that the Tilma of Our Lady of Guadalupe was just a painting, and that story about Juan Diego is just made up, you could believe, you could think that, and you'd still be a Catholic in good standing. Or at Lourdes, you could say those 70 miraculous cures, or the 7,000 that have been validated, are true miracles.
I like where you're going. A little passive aggressive on that one. I like it.
Well, you could do it. I think you'd be wrong, and I'd argue with you.
I would too.
You could do it. Or at Fatima, you could say the children are just making it up. They just wanted attention. You could do all that. So, you know, if you wanted to, you could do that, and you'd still be a Catholic in good standing. When it comes to private revelation, those things that happen outside the Gospels, they're completely optional for our faith. If they help our life of faith, the Church encourages them. They celebrate them with feast days and canonizations. But really, it's completely optional, and we only need the words and works of Jesus Christ as found in the Gospels and through the teachings of our Church.
Where are you from? Where do you live?
Chicago, Illinois.
Next time I get out there, I'm looking you up, man. We're going to go get a coffee. All right?
Sounds good.
You're a good man. Michael O'Neill, the book, Virgin Mother Queen. Get this book, friends. Fascinating look into Our Lady. AveMariaPress.com. Otherwise, you can go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have this book there yet, they will order it for you, I promise. Virgin Mother Queen, Michael O'Neill. Michael, thanks for coming on, brother.
Hey, great to be with you today.
God bless you, man. The Miracle Hunter himself. Great interview. Good stuff coming from him. Always learn a little bit about Our Lady. I had not heard of one of those apparitions there that he was talking about in France. So I will read this book as well. Make it a great Thursday today, friends. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us and to bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.